Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button the way that female high school teachers smash their students, so this video reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number 1, the sign says that men are more forgiving after a conflict than women are. We hold fewer grudges and are the reason relationships last. The real question we should be asking is, why do women hold more grudges in the first place? And then proceed to give you the cold shoulder to punish you for something you didn't even intentionally do to hurt them. How can someone who supposedly loves you cut you off emotionally like that and cause you pain? It's disrespectful too. Up next, a woman was diagnosed with terminal cancer, and she split from her husband to sleep with 200 men. I guess her bucket list is complete. Yes, a bucket full of jizz. I wouldn't be surprised if she dies of AIDS now before she ever dies from cancer. At least she did the husband a favor because now he probably doesn't feel obligated to pay for the funeral. Here's the plot twist, though. She started sleeping with those 200 men long before she was ever diagnosed with cancer. Number 3, this woman says that a guy should have money, a car, and an apartment, and he asks her what she has, and she says that she's got a cooch. He laughs and walks away, but why does he come back to ask her to show him? Is the thirst really this bad these days? That's probably when she tells him that she will if he subscribes to her OnlyFans page for 10 bucks. He laughs and walks away, but I wouldn't. I'd pay for copies of the pictures and send them to her father and boss. Moving on, why am I not surprised that Amy Schumer could be leaving Chris Fisher now that she lost all that weight? Her sexual marketplace value is higher now. But imagine if men divorced their wives every time we got fit. Women would have a collective conniption fit. Would you look at that? Her flabby skin hasn't even been cut off yet and she's already thinking of divorcing him. Probably because her carousel riding time is limited. Number 5, traveling is so expensive unless you're a woman and you get a boyfriend in every country, and stay with him for free. This one looks like she's sleeping her way across Southeast Asia, and it looks like it only costs her a soul, and you can see that because of the dead look in her eyes. If you want to know why more women travel than men, this is the reason. Men need to work hard and save up for our trips, and women just need to find a man like that. Up next, is it true that alpha males are in situationships while beta males are in relationships? Of course. Because relationships usually last longer, and once the woman gets comfortable, the monster inside comes out. But I think the guy in the situationship picture is a simp because he's doing the cooking. What do sigma males do? We stay single and go our own way. Either that or we pay for working girls so they leave after doing their business. Number 7, here's a picture to prove that not all women cheat. I can definitely see the resemblance in those kids to the father. This is the reason so many women are picky looking for attractive men. They don't want their kids to come out looking like Quasimodo. This is like the Hills Have Eyes Compton edition. But this is also just engagement bait. The mother is in the far left, and the girl in the middle is just a random one. Moving on, if tomorrow you woke up as the opposite sex, what's the first thing you would do? I'd take pictures of my butt in front of everything. After that, flick my bean until it made me scream. After that, look for the richest guy to knock me up and then coast for the rest of my life. No homo. Then celebrate because I no longer have to take accountability for anything ever again. Most women, on the other hand, if they were born a man, would probably cry because their life difficulty just set up to max. Number 9, here's part of the zero accountability I'm talking about. This substitute teacher banged an 11-year-old during their play date, and then she blamed him for coming on to her. The police found out that she sent him explicit pictures over Snapchat and hundreds of dollars through Cash App. She sounds a lot like the French president's wife. Unfortunately, justice probably won't be served, and she'll just get a slap on the wrist. How does a female PDF file blame an 11-year-old? Up next, what is the purpose of this door? It's probably for use in case of a stock market crash, or for crypto bros when they use 20x leverage and fail. Or it's the door through which your trans joy is found. Just kidding. There's also a good chance that that's where the drone delivers the groceries. In reality, it's probably just a really big window for fresh air, so we need to get our heads out of the gutter. And no, it's not there in case you want to go airplane mode. Number 11, who the hell believes this nonsense that 97.5% of women find bald men more attractive than men with hair? Probably the same people saying that they find the dad bod attractive. I bet the sample size for this survey was only 8 women, and 7 of which were already dating bald men. I'd be more likely to believe that 90% of men would gladly date a bald woman if she wasn't fat and had a great personality. Moving on, people are wondering what the hell Robert Downey Jr.'s dog is doing. The better question to ask is, who is his dog doing? That doggy looks like he's going doggy styles. Maybe this is the reason they call it Hollyweird. Even RDJ's dog gets more action than the average man these days. I'm sure that there's a massive supply of peanut butter at that household. And I wouldn't be surprised if it's an AI-generated photo for engagement. Also, does anyone else think he could have done a lot better than his wife there? Number 13, it's not just Mexicans, but Somalis as well. They come to America and show off their Somali pride, but when they're sent back, they say their life will be ruined. I doubt the accuracy of this meme, because the forehead doesn't look big enough. There, that's so much better now that it's been fixed. As GigaChad says, first they came for the gypsies, and he said nothing because he wasn't a gypsy. Then they came for the Somalis, and he said, to make sure to get them all. Looks like GigaChad wants white America back. Up next, remember everyone that the reason Batman doesn't cover his whole face is because he needs the police to know he's white. Now that's a relief because we all know that a black actor can never play Batman. Although I wouldn't put it past Netflix to try now that they bought Warner Brothers. They're about to turn Batman into black man. Then again, I always thought his mouth was uncovered so he could kiss the hot women when he rescues them. Number 15, I don't agree with Italy banning surrogacy. But I do agree with them banning Bill Gates' lab-grown fake meat. Because who wants to eat a steak that's 3D printed? The whole world needs to ban Bill Gates. Between trying to force everyone to stop eating meat and trying to have everyone get vaccinated, that man's a menace. Even with his billions of dollars, his wife couldn't stand him and divorced him. He also only succeeded because his mother introduced Bill to John Opel, the chairman of IBM who he licensed MS-DOS to. Moving on, I don't know who this guy is, but good for him for finding a virgin in 2025. Obviously, she's the furthest thing from a virgin, and she's been pumped more full of belly jelly than the Pillsbury Doughboy. And any man that now sleeps with her is automatically gay. Here's a picture of this guy spending the night with her. He was on Fresh and Grift a while back bragging about letting his girl smash other dudes for cash. He's the king of the simps. Number 17, this TikToker got plastic surgery so her kids will inherit her new nose. She was being serious, and because of that, our soy society is cooked. So it looks like her children will inherit both her beauty and her brains. I guess there have always been airheads, but it's just that these days they have a platform and millions of followers. Maybe it's COVID-induced brain rot that's turning our world into an idiocracy. Up next, here's the greatest new way to save some money while also saving time and enjoying some family bonding time. It's called the toilet. Now you can watch her poop if you're into that sort of thing. Or if she's got a female friend, it's two girls in one toilet instead of just one cup. And you know that in the next few years, AI is going to make videos with what I just described. But this is nothing new. Talk to me after you end up using one of these. Number 19, here's Samantha, 20-year-old in UK, exposing the grooming gangs, and she was arrested for speaking the inconvenient truth that the government was trying to cover it up. Here's another inconvenient truth about which groups commit the most crime in the United Kingdom. Looks like the white natives commit the least amount of crime. But you wouldn't know it because they seem to be the ones most arrested lately for mean ex-posts. The UK should chemically castrate their rapists instead like Italy does. Moving on, if you think it's better in the United States, you're wrong. Here's an army vet, age 94, kicked out of a New York nursing home to make room for migrants. And people still think that living in a blue state is a good idea. I think it's about time that white folks started chimping out, but they won't because they're heavily medicated by the dopamine on their phones. And you also know that a certain Austrian painter never would have allowed this to happen if he took over the world. Number 21, check out this human washing machine that cleans you from head to toe in 15 minutes. And costs almost 400 grand. But this isn't exactly a time and money saver. You could just take a 5-minute shower and achieve the same outcome. Unless, of course, you're morbidly obese and can't reach everywhere and you've broken into a new level of laziness. I don't even spend 15 minutes in the bathroom all day. Why would I want this? I'd rather buy a Rizvani Vengeance SUV that's bulletproof and allows me to shower feminists with pepper spray. Up next, what's killing marriage? Is it unmarriageable men or liberal women? Probably a bit of both. Feminists blame men, saying that we aren't financially viable after DEI programs give the good jobs to women and that there are more unemployed and homeless men than ever. Liberal women tend to be overweight and masculine, so only male feminists want them. I think the main reason for the decline is that people are getting too much dopamine from their digital devices and it's burning out our emotional circuits required for relationships. Number 23, the UK has gone so crazy that they're jailing men like this for listening to extreme right-wing music. Apparently, this guy's music was inciting violence against the usual enrichment suspects. I guess this is what happens when your country doesn't have freedom of speech. I honestly don't think that the soldiers fighting in the Great War and against Mr. Mustache would have fought for Britain if they knew the outcome in the end. Moving on, take a good look at this woman. This woman expects the best men these days. She wants a tall, handsome man with a small house and that can pay her bills. Here's her list of things that she's never going to see in one man that she wants. A man like this can also get younger and more attractive women because of all the things he brings to the table. So why the hell would he want her? These are all the qualities of four men combined. Number 25 in the last one looks like the wall always wins, as Kate Beckinsale has hit it. All that plastic surgery makes her completely unrecognizable. I never would have known that was her by looking at the picture on the right. Looks like people can't age in peace anymore without going to the plastic surgeon. She's unrecognizable, but in a good way. On the bright side, she didn't turn into a Bridget Fonda, who now just reminds me of Fat Elvis. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.